for the finest in community radio. This is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, good afternoon and welcome to a special edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're going to be featuring a new collection that has just become available. It's entitled The Centennial Composers Collection, and it features six of probably the most important composers of popular music: Irving Berlin, Hoagy Carmichael, George Gershwin, Jerome Kern, Duke Ellington, and Richard Rodgers. And they forever changed the style of popular music. Now, to celebrate their awesome musical accomplishments, pianist Bisi Adair and her trio have released a 4.5-hour Centennial Composers 6-CD box set with new renditions of a dozen or more of the best-known tunes by each songwriter. And we're going to survey some of these songs this afternoon on this edition of In Transition. We're going to start off with three numbers from the Richard Rodgers CD, and these have all become basically jazz standards over the years. We're going to start off with Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, and then we're going to follow that up with Dancing on the Ceiling and conclude with My Romance. Thank you. was music from the B.G. Adair Trio, and we just heard three cuts from the Richard Rodgers CD, My Romance, Dancing on the Ceiling, and Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered, and that's part of the Centennial Composers Collection, a brand new collection of recordings that the B.G. Adair Trio did to honor six of the greatest composers of popular music in America: Duke Ellington, Richard Rodgers, Irving Berlin, George Gershwin, Jerome Kern, and Hoagy Carmichael. And we're going to feature these recordings this afternoon on In Transition. I just want to give you a little background on B.G. Adair. She was born in Kentucky and began piano lessons when she was five. She started out her life listening to her dad's records, which consisted mainly of Ernest Tubb, and her mother's records, which consisted mainly of Woody Herman. Quite a diversity. So she listened to so many kinds of music when she was growing up, and because there were no playlists back then, everything was on the radio. So, for example, a Doris Day record would be followed by a Gene Autry record. And for those of the listeners out there who may remember what radio was like many years ago, it was actually quite fun. There were no playlists, and various kinds of music was dominating the airwaves. Anyway, when Adair moved to Nashville, she worked in the studios with the likes of Hank Snow, Homer and Jethro, Johnny Cash, J.J. Cale, and Chet Atkins, mainly because this was the type of music that she grew up with. She was also playing jazz all the time on weekends, as well as playing orchestra music with the likes of Perry Como and Henry Mancini. Now, some of her main influences included Bill Evans, Oscar Peterson, George Shearing, Red Garland, and Russ Freeman. Her first main gig was with the Hank Garland Quartet, and when she moved to Nashville and landed the in-house band gig at the radio station WSM for a decade, that led to being the in-house pianist for the Johnny Cash Show on ABC TV for 3 years, where she performed in front of millions of viewers on television and also performed with Neil Diamond, Mama Cass Elliott, and Peggy Lee. Now, some of the performers that she played with on stage included Nat Adderley, Irby Green, Bill Watrous, Red Rodney, Lou Tabak, and Jim Ferguson, Canada's own Terry Clark, Conti Candoli, Michael Moore, Slide Hampton, Kai Winding, Bernard Purdy, and the late Nick Brignola. She also played with Red Skelton, Steve Allen, Rodney Dangerfield. The list goes on and on. This pianist has performed with many, many musicians. She's, to say the least, well-rounded when it comes to being a musician. So we're going to continue now. We're going to listen to some music from the Duke Ellington CD, starting off with Sophisticated Lady, and then we'll follow that up with I'm Beginning to See the Light, and we'll conclude with Mood Indigo. music from the Biji Adair Trio, and we just heard some music from who I consider one of the greatest American composers, Duke Ellington. We just heard Mood Indigo, a beautiful version there. I love the way that Biji plays the keys, very nice, delicate touch to it, and you can see the influence of Bill Evans and, to a certain extent, George Shearing there. I'm beginning to see the light before that, and we started off with Sophisticated Lady. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, and my name is Randy McElligott. We're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. I just want to give you some information on the people that perform with Biji Adair in her trio. We have Chris Brown on drums, and Chris graduated from the renowned music program at North Texas State University. He toured with Maynard Ferguson for 3 years and also toured with Laurie Morgan. Now, bassist Roger Spencer has played with the Les Brown Band, Ray Conniff, and the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, as well as Pete Jolly. And he is also the co-director of the Nashville Jazz Workshop. Well, we're going to get back to more music here because we have a lot of music to get through this afternoon. The Hoagie Carmichael CD, and we're going to listen to The Nearness of You, Small Fry, and Memphis in June. From the Hoagy Carmichael CD, we just heard Memphis in June, Small Fry, and The Nearness of You. I just want to relate to you some of the comments that B.G. Adair had to make about this music, and I quote, "Even 50 to 75 years after this music was written, it is still heard everywhere. The tunes are so familiar that we almost take them for granted. The music has been a part of the fabric of people's lives for so many years. It is simply ingrained into our culture. It's the type of music that is passed down from generation to generation. Right now, when I teach a jazz class, this is the music we start with, whether we are studying composition or performance. This is the musical background that influenced everything that came in the second half of the century, as well as every type of popular music happening today. These classic composers blended what was passed down from the classical music repertoire with traditional folk music to create modern popular or pop music. Every musician owes these composers a great debt. Music is a continuum, and the thread of these sounds continues every year." And I just found a phone number here if you'd like to order this box set. There's a 1-800 number here that I found. It's 1-800-972-5900. Or if you're on the internet, you could just go to Amazon.com or greenhillmusic.com and you can order it there. If you'd like to find a local retailer who carries this set, you can also call 1-800-200-4656 and they'd be more than happy to give you the information. Well, we're going to listen to some more music, this time from the Jerome Kern CD. And we're going to start off with A Fine Romance, All the Things You Are, and one of my favorites, The Song Is You.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. From the pen of Jerome Kern and the fingers of B.G. Adair. That was The Song Is You. All the Things You Are before that, and A Fine Romance, starting off the last set. And for those of you just joining the show this afternoon, we're featuring a new box set that was just released entitled The Centennial Composers Collection. It's a collection of over 75 compositions by six of the greatest American composers, including the likes of Richard Rodgers, George Gershwin, Jerome Kern, Irving Berlin, Hoagy Carmichael, and the great Duke Ellington. And we've been featuring their music this afternoon until we're going to be featuring them right up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. The next composer that we're going to be highlighting is George Gershwin, and we're going to start off with A Foggy Day. Thank you. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. Giadera Trio with They Can't Take That Away From Me. And before that, we heard Embraceable You and Foggy Day from the George Gershwin CD, which is part of the new release, the new box set, Centennial Composers Collection. Before we go any further, I just want to bring up something, a bit of a side note. This morning around 5 o'clock, I was listening to some music from vocalist Karen Allison, and unbeknownst to me, she does, I think, the fastest version of Ray Noble's Cherokee that I have ever heard. You know, I've heard many of the tenor chases between Dexter Gordon and Wardell Gray and many of the other versions of Cherokee over the years, but I have never heard a version of Cherokee played so fast as this particular version of Karen Allison's. And hopefully in the next few weeks, I'll play it for you. If you've never heard it before, it's absolutely incredible. I don't think it can be played any faster than that. But getting back to the music, we're going to listen to Irving Berlin's CD, and we're going to start off with Always. And every time I hear this song, I always think of Rosemary Clooney. And we're going to follow that up with Blue Skies, and They Say It's Wonderful.
Thank you.
From Irving Berlin, we heard They Say It's Wonderful, Blue Skies, and Always. One of the nice touches to this box set is a lovely book that comes with it. It's a book written by Will Friedwall, and he describes each song in the collection. Actually, Will Friedwall is the author of 7 books on popular music and culture, including jazz singing, Sinatra, The Song Is You, The Good Life with Tony Bennett, and Stardust Melodies, the biography of 12 of America's most popular songs. He's also the morning host on Standard Time on Sirius Satellite Radio. And I like the booklet a lot. There's quite a lot of interesting information on each one of the songs in the collection. And the next one that we're going to hear is a song written by Billy Strayhorn in 1939, entitled Daydream. And some of the better versions of this composition were from Ella Fitzgerald, June Christie, Joe Stafford, and Sarah Vaughan, to name but a few. And then we're going to listen to the great Take the A Train, and we'll conclude the next set with All Too Soon. And this is from the Duke Ellington CD. Here again is the B.G. Adair Trio. listening to CHUO FM 89.1 on your FM dial, and now streaming at www.chuo.fm. From Richard Rogers, that was You Took Advantage of Me. And before that, we heard All Too Soon from the Duke Ellington CD. This afternoon, you've been listening to the Centennial Composers Collection, a 6-CD box set featuring six of America's probably most important popular music composers. And I hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to continue with some more music from this excellent collection of 75 compositions. And we're going to continue with some more music from the Richard Rogers CD. Richard Rogers, born June 28th, 1902. And we're going to continue with Manhattan and My Funny Valentine. the lovely Skylark by Hoagy Carmichael. And we're going to continue with Old Buttermilk Sky and Stardust from the Hoagy Carmichael CD. Here again is the B.G. Adair Trio.
Thank you.
What a lovely rendition of Carmichael's Stardust. And before that, Old Buttermilk Sky. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today. We're going to go out with Jerome Kern and The Way You Look Tonight. Well, that wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. I hope you enjoyed the show this afternoon as we featured the B.G. Adair Trio playing the music of six of America's greatest composers. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, my name is Randy McElligott. Have a great week. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Osmond Lohr with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great one. Bye for now.